How many is ready for the word tonight? Amen. I asked Brother Benia several weeks ago, and we've just been putting it off every Wednesday. We've had something going. And I said, no, you're preaching this Wednesday. We ain't going to change it. Amen. But I'm so thankful for Brother Benia. Thankful for the touch of God in his life and the anointing. And he's going to preach to us. How many is ready to get behind Brother Benia as he comes and blesses us in the word? God bless you, Brother Benia.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Amen. Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. It's good to see everybody. It's good to see Zach. Amen. Corey, my buddy Corey, good to see you. I've been thinking about you, man. It's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Amen. Good to have Bishop back. And just good to see everybody tonight. Amen. In the house of the Lord. Amen. Yes, we've been... I was just hoping Zach would just keep preaching because he was doing such a good job. Amen. Amen. But it's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Amen. We're going to pray real quick before we jump into the word. Lord, we love you tonight, God. Lord, we thank you for your word today, Lord. God, I pray that your word today, God, would fall on good ground. God, that you would help me today. God, speak your word. God, we love you today, and we thank you today for your precious and powerful word today. In the name of Jesus, God, I ask that you would have your way in this place. Amen, amen, amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise tonight. Amen. 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 We're gonna turn to Joshua chapter 1, verses 12 through 16. Joshua 1, 12 through 16. Amen. If we'll stand for the reading of the word tonight. Amen. Sorry, I sat you down to stand you back up. Amen. Exercise. The Bible says, and the Reubenites, and to the Gadites, and to the half tribe of Manasseh spake Joshua, saying, remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded thee, saying, the Lord your God has given you rest and hath given you this land. Amen. Your wives, your little ones, and your cattle shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side of the Jordan, but ye shall pass before your brethren armed. Amen. All the mighty men of valor and help them. Until the Lord has given your brethren rest as he hath given you, and they also possess the land which the Lord God giveth them. Then shall you return unto the land of your possession and enjoy it with Moses and the Lord's servant gave you on the side of Jordan toward the sun rising. Amen. And they answered Joshua, saying, all that thou commandest us we will do, and whatsoever thou sendest us we will go. Amen. You may be seated tonight in the presence of the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. I want to talk to you on a few moments tonight on the right side of Jordan. The right side of Jordan. Amen. After many years, the Bible says that the children of Israel, they went through many sacrifices walking through the desert, depending on God and hearing about a land that flowed with milk and honey. Amen. They wandered for many years and were led by God. But the time had come when Moses was dead, and Joshua was the one who would stand up and be courageous and have strength. And God was putting Joshua in a place of leadership. Amen. And so the Lord began to appoint him and to encourage him and to send him. And there was something special about Joshua. He was a man that was a courageous man. He was a man that was not afraid to go to battle. He was a man of God. A man that had no fear in him. Amen. And just before the onset, before I even start preaching here tonight, I want to say that many times we read in the book of Joshua, and the Lord reminds him to be strong and to be courageous. I believe it's the will of God tonight that we be strong and we be courageous for the Lord. Amen. If you're struggling today, I want to tell you to stand up and be courageous for God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Because the truth of the matter is that there will be times when we'll have to lean on God, and there'll be times where we'll have to be courageous. The reason that the Lord was reminding Joshua many times to be courageous, because he knew that there would be situations in his life where he would have to stand on the Lord. Amen. And so it is for us today that there are times where we have to lean on the Lord, and we've got to be strong in the Lord. Amen. I believe it's the same for us today. Amen. And when I was reading this in Joshua 1, 2 through 6, it says, Moses, thy servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise and go over this Jordan, thou and all the people, unto the land which I will give unto them, and to the children of Israel, every place that the sole of your feet shall tread upon, that I have given unto you. I said unto Moses, for the wilderness, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river Euphrates, and all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. Amen. There shall not be any man that shall be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. There shall not be any man that shall be able to stand before thee all the days of your life. I believe if God could say something tonight, he would remind somebody that there is nobody that can stand before you tonight, that there's no devil in hell that can stop you, that there's no enemy that can stand before you. Why? Because God has given you the land. God has put his anointing on you. God has put his favor on you tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is calling us tonight to be strong and courageous in him. Amen. Because God has given us the victory tonight in this place. Hallelujah. 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 And so he said, I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor will I forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto the fathers to give them. Amen. We ought to be excited today. Amen. That God has given us dominion. That God has given us power. That God has blessed us. Amen. How many believe that the favor of God is on your life tonight? How many believe today that God has spoken promises in your life tonight? Hallelujah. 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 God has given each and every one of you favor tonight. We are a blessed people today. Many times we don't realize how blessed we are, amen, and how strong we are and the power that we possess in God, because it is not our righteousness, but it's his righteousness within us, amen. It's God who is within us, amen. The Bible said that there shall be no man able to withstand thee all the days of your life. That just gets me excited, amen. That encourages me tonight. Amen. That I'd encourage you tonight, no matter what you're facing, no matter whatever you're going through looks like, that there's a God. Amen. Pastor says it all the time, that there is a God. There is a God that is fighting for you. Amen. There is a God, amen, that holds your victory tonight. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the promises of God are yea and amen. The promises of God are yes and yes. Amen. God is not a man that he should lie. Amen. I come to remind somebody tonight about the promises of God. Amen. I've come to remind somebody that the promises that God has spoken to you, they will come to pass. I come to remind somebody tonight that there is a place called heaven and it's for real. Amen. Amen. I've been so excited about the teaching and the preaching on heaven and hell, because you know what? We don't hear enough about heaven and we don't hear enough about hell, but heaven is real and hell is real, and we better get ready. Amen. How many want to be ready tonight for heaven? How many want to see him tonight? Hallelujah. How many want to worship him tonight? Hallelujah. 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 That's why it's so important that we not be afraid and not be timid when it comes to our worship. Amen. We've got to give God our best when it comes to worship. We got to let go and let loose and not worry what's going on around us. We need to just worship God in spirit and in truth. Amen. Because if we can't worship God here, we won't worship him there. Let's give the Lord some praise tonight. Hallelujah. I worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 And so these men that we're reading of tonight, amen, that I read in your hearing, that the Bible says that they made, if we study the word of God, we find that they made a deal in the book of Numbers with Moses, the man of God. Amen. And they made this deal. And Joshua confronted these men, the Reubenites, the Gadites, and all the half of the tribe of Manasseh, if you say that right, amen. Praise God. Now, these men in Numbers, they made a deal with Moses, amen, about in reference of crossing the Jordan. You see, these men had been scouting and looking for the things that paid benefit to them, to things that were comforting to them, to things of their liking. Now, naturally, Moses had been fighting and been preaching and been touching God for these people. Moses had been the man of God in their life. Amen. And these men were before time. They were looking before they would even cross the Jordan. They were scouting out a land. And they looked and they found a place. And they had a plan. They had it all mapped out of what they were going to do. Amen. Moses had, he had poured himself into these people. Blood, sweat, and tears. Amen. Is an understatement tonight. Amen. So when they approached him, they sought him. When they came to Moses, Moses went to the Lord and went before them and brought their prayers up before the Lord. Amen. I want to say a few things here tonight before I get into the entirety of my message. Amen. I'm telling you today, under the power of the Holy Ghost, amen, and in the fear of God, we've got to be careful not to twist our pastors, our youth pastor's arm and carnal desires and what we find necessary for us, for what we want. It's a very dangerous place to twist the man of God's arm who is over you, the man who has labored for you, the man who has prayed for you, the man who preaches to you week after week after week. We've got to be careful that we keep our carnality in check and we keep our desires at bay. Amen. Amen. And so we've got to make sure that we're in the will of God. Amen. If anybody knows and hears from God, it was Moses. It is possible to want something so bad that you can lose your purpose. Hear me tonight. It is possible to want something so bad that down the road in life you can be somewhere you never thought you wanted to be. Amen. Amen. I make no apologies today about elevating the man of God. Hear me tonight. I make no apologies about elevating the man of God. He is the one, the Bible says, who watches for your soul. Amen. The world wants to do nothing but tear down the church and tear down the man of God. Amen. But I've come to stand tonight and tell you that we need to back the man of God. We need to take heed to the word of God. Amen. Let's give the Lord some praise if you believe that tonight in this place. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, that's the will of God tonight concerning you. Amen. You need somebody to lead you. You need somebody to guide you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's God's man. Amen. I'm not telling you today because I want kudos or a pat on the back. I'm telling you today because, again, I make no apologies. I make no apologies for the office of God. Hallelujah, it's a sacred office. I'm telling you today that we don't want to twist the arm, his arm today. The Bible tells us that Abraham prayed for Lot in Genesis 18, 26 through 28. It says, And the Lord said, if you find a man, if in Sodom, if there be 50, you know the story tonight. He gets all the way down to nothing. Amen, because we know that the man of God, amen, he got down to nothing. But at this point in time, the man of God was pleading. He was really an intercessory prayer for Lot and his family. He was reaching for him, if you will. He was. We find him interceding. We find the power of intercession prayer going on. We find that one can do damage when he prays. We find that a person can get the attention of God and change the mind of God. I'm telling you tonight that there's something powerful about prayer. There's something powerful about touching God tonight. Praise God. Praise God. I believe if this church is going to have the revival that was prophesied to it, if we're going to walk in the dimension of the Holy Ghost that God has spoken over this place, that there's going to be a place in prayer where we have got to arrive. There's got to be a place in the spirit where we're recognized. There's got to be a place of prayer in this house. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody believe in prayer tonight? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We've got to be careful. The phrase jumps in my mind, be careful what you pray for. They twisted his arm. Said, you know, Moses, we really been checking out that land. We really want to get down that way. Amen. We've got to be careful of our desires. In the day that we live in, there's so many things pulling at us. There's so many desirable things that our eyes can see that make us feel good, that comfort us. Amen. There's so many things, if you can think it, it's there. And there's nothing wrong with stuff today. Hear me today, church. But I'm telling you that God has a plan. And the purpose of God has got to be greater than anything that we can see with our eye. The purpose of God has got to be greater than our wants and our desires. Amen. The purpose of God is greater. I believe the writer said, is there not a cause tonight? There's a cause in this place. There's a promise that God has given you. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. So here's the breakdown of the story. Amen. I don't want to be a three-hour preacher tonight. Nobody likes a three-hour preacher. Praise God. Amen. It's 8:06. Amen. So here's the breakdown tonight. They scouted out the land. I highly doubt that they were led of the Spirit. The Bible does not bash these men. God puts his blessing on this man, on these men and these tribes. But hear me tonight before I'm done. The Bible says they had an abundance of cattle. And this was a desirable place for that. No doubt it was beautiful, it was comfortable, it was highly, highly desirable. But nevertheless, God was leading his people to a land, to a promised land. Because God had spoken a word. And God had sent a man. And the man had been proclaiming. And the man had been working. And they were going somewhere. And they were going somewhere. And the day it finally came where they were, Brother Corey, they were fixing to go. Amen. They were about to go. And these men had other things on their mind. But nevertheless, God was leading these people to a land. And these people were to fulfill God's will, to fulfill the will of God. Many times we don't realize what we're a part of, but what we're doing. This thing that we're a part of tonight is bigger than you and I. Amen. And we've got to understand that the choices that we make affect the people around us. Amen. I look at this congregation today as a body, as an army. And if one of the soldiers or two of the soldiers begin to go AWOL and start acting up and acting crazy, we harm the body because now we're missing a couple of members. Now we don't have nobody to cover my right side or cover my left side. Amen. This is an army tonight. And I love the theme that you got, Brother Miguel, for spiritual boot camp. It's just that. This is a spiritual boot camp tonight. Amen. We've got to get ready. We've got to stay ready. We've got to be ready. The Bible said to be instant in season and out of season. We've got to be ready. Amen. And so we've got to understand that we got to understand today that when we position ourselves, these people, they position themselves. We've got to position ourselves in the will of God. And every time that you position yourself in the will of God, here comes the enemy. Here comes the enemy. He comes in like a flood. I mean, and this enemy, he is crafty. Brother Corey, you're like, man, I got victory on all this stuff over here. And then the enemy will come in on your child, or he'll come in on your job, or he'll come in on something that you didn't even know that he was going to come in on. Amen. And so it's because there is a purpose that God is desiring for us to fulfill. Amen. And we've got to be vigilant. And we've got to watch and we've got to pray. And we've got to understand that the enemy is seeking. He's like a roaring lion. He wants to devour us. Amen. But there is a promise and there is a land that God is calling us to. We don't have time to get comfortable in this world. This is not our world today. This is not our home. We're just passing through. Amen. We've got to get our eye on the prize. The writer said, I push towards the prize of the high calling in Christ. There is a prize. That is your reward. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And so we've got to not give in to this flesh. We've got to know his tactics. Amen. And the only way to be ready is to be in the Spirit. Amen. We've got to be in the Spirit, so we've got to be praying. We've got to be praying. We've got to be seeking God. Amen. The enemy has nothing to offer us anyhow. The enemy has nothing to offer you. How can the enemy offer you anything when God possesses it all? Amen. He can't offer you anything because nothing belongs to him tonight. Amen. We've got to keep our eyes on the prize. We've got to choose him. Amen. We've got to count on him. We've got to count the cost today. We've got to understand, amen, that this is not about you and I, but it's about him today. Amen. If you believe that, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. And this is why it's so imperative that we come to the house of God. Because there's times that the enemy, he'll mess with us. And we'll get a little sideways in our spirit or whatever it is. Because some of us are good, but we're not that good. Amen. We need the touch of God. We need the presence of God in our life, Brother Corey. We need the Holy Ghost to touch us. We need the Spirit to lead us and guide us into all truth. Amen. It's a work of the Spirit. In Matthew 7 and 13, he says, enter into the straight gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many, many there be that which go into it. But because the straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And few that be that find it. Amen. We've got to understand that we've got to walk through that place. We've got to walk with God. Amen. We've got to make sacrifices in our lives. Amen. We don't have to make sacrifices. We get to make sacrifices. Amen. Amen. We got to choose earthly blessings. Excuse me. We don't got to choose. That's false doctrine. Amen. Somebody get the preacher. They chose earthly blessings rather than spiritual. Amen. They chose earthly blessings, stuff, things, comfort, ideas, whatever, instead of the spiritual things. They made a decision based on their lust and to have the most advantageous to themselves, the best of the best. Amen. I want to tell someone here today, amen, God's way isn't always easy, but it's always right. God's way isn't always easy, but it's always right. Amen. I don't know about you tonight, but I want to live on the right side of the Jordan. Amen. I don't want to be led by my lust of my flesh. I don't want to be led by my desires. I don't want to be led by things in this world. The Bible says, anyhow, if I'll seek God, that all these things will be added unto me. I've got to keep my eye on the prize. I've got to keep my eye on God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We can spend a lifetime chasing stuff. And I'm convinced tonight if we'll seek the will of God, and we'll be about the Father's business, and we'll do what God has called us to do, the stuff God will add to your life, the stuff God will give you. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't worry tonight. I'm not anti-blessing preacher. Amen. I believe that God wants to bless us tonight. I believe the Bible says like a father wants to give good gifts to his children. Amen. But we've just got to be careful in that. We've got to be careful in desiring too much. Amen. We've got to keep our eyes on the prize, Brother Corey. We've got to keep our eyes on Jesus. Amen. They say that living by the bank, you've got to be careful by living by the riverbank because you might just slip in. And this is where these men, these tribes, claim their land was by this riverbank on the east side of the Jordan. Amen. I have to be absent tonight where the Bible is absent because I don't want to be in false doctrine. Amen. But sometimes the notion of absence speaks the loudest. Sometimes it's what you don't say. The Bible says that they kept their word and they helped fight battles. I read it in your hearing tonight. Amen. It's funny how our choices always have the ability to affect our future or lack thereof. What we do matters. Amen. What we do matters tonight. What I'm trying to say tonight is don't sell out for comfort and position today. Don't sell out for the things that you want. Don't make those things a god in your life. Don't make those things superior in your life. Amen. Don't forget the God that pulled you out of the land of Egypt. Amen. That walked you through the Red Sea. Don't forget the God who provided manna from above. Amen. Jesus reminds us many times in the Old Testament about what he's done for us and where he brought them from tonight. Amen. And we've got to remember where God has brought us from. We've got to remember that it wasn't us, but it was God. With a mighty hand, the Bible says. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So what I'm saying tonight is they chose earthly things rather than the will of God. There's a lot of us tonight that could be in a lot of places. And there's a lot of us tonight that have abilities and talents who could be in a lot of places. And you could probably do well for yourself tonight. Amen. But I'm telling you, those things are not gonna save you tonight. Those things ain't gonna fulfill the will of God in your life. The greatest call you can answer in this place tonight is the call of God. The greatest thing you can do tonight is obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I believe that tonight. Hallelujah. The greatest thing you could ever do is live for God. Praise God. What I'm saying is they chose earthly things rather than the will of God. Amen. This is a spiritual thing tonight. And if we disconnect ourselves from the things of the world, if we do not, we will die spiritually. We will die spiritually. Brother Miguel is getting ready to do a spiritual boot camp. And what he's doing, he's trying to disconnect our young people from the things of this world. He's going to have some fun with them, and they're going to learn some things and do some things and probably get woke up real early in the morning. Amen. But the objective is to understand that we need to let God be God and get our eyes on the prize and understand that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spirits. Amen. Spiritual wickedness in high places, the Bible says. There are things that we fight. We got to worry. We worry many times about the things that we can see, but we need to be worried about the things that we cannot see. Amen. We've got to be worried about the things of the Spirit. Amen. Amen. But I want to go, and I want to be on the right side of Jordan tonight. Amen. Why? Because there's a place that God has promised for you and I. There's a land that flows. Amen. There's healing for your family. There's salvation for your children. Amen. There's blessing for your home. Amen. There's joy unspeakable. Amen. There are things that God has promised, amen, to us tonight if we will take the journey. Amen. We've got to stick together and fight together. This is an army here tonight. This is an army here tonight, and we are a body. The Bible says that we're many members, but we're one body. Amen. And when we're not together, we feel the effects of it. There's a battle that is being fought every day, a spiritual battle. Amen. The Bible said, and I already said it, and I'll say it again, but we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and spiritual wickedness. Amen. Principalities, the Bible says, and spiritual wickedness in high places. We fight things even in the flesh. We fight people. We fight evil seed, people that just don't want to do right, haters of God. We live in the last day. The Bible talks about a generation of whom the end of the world have come. Amen. I believe that we're preaching to this generation tonight. I believe that there are things that we are fighting, that we are contending, and we're going up against, and we've got to get in the Spirit tonight. We've got to stay in the Spirit tonight. Amen. We've been so blessed the last few services with the moves of God that we had in this place. But I want to tell you tonight that we've got to stay ready. Amen. We've got to put our armor on, and we've got to get in the Spirit tonight. Hallelujah. We've got too much invested to mess around. Brother Scott, we've got too much invested to question things and to look at what we want and what's comfortable to us. We've got too much invested tonight. Hallelujah. God, help us today to have victory over our desires, over our flesh, over our lust. And when I say lust, it's not necessarily perverted. There are things that we can lust after. Amen? But we've got to live and walk after that promise tonight. The enemy knows how to dangle those things in front of us. He knows how to come and distract us. Amen? And so here's the deal tonight. The children of Israel went on. They went on and they conquered. And we know that they went to Jericho and they had a great victory. Amen. And these men, they kept their end of the bargain. They helped out. But they met with Moses before he died. And they came to him. And Moses really didn't want to per se say, you know what, go ahead and go. Just, yeah, that sounds like a good deal. Moses had to go before the Lord and before them and say, Lord, is this what I need to do? And the Lord said, you know what? Yeah, go ahead. They can go ahead and do that. Amen. But again, I'm going to say it again. I don't want to twist the man of God's arm to do what I want to do in my life. I want to be in the will of God. I want God to lead me. I want to be in his will. Amen. Because God is doing something tonight that is bigger than you and I. But the good news is God wants to use you to do it. Amen. God wants to use you to reach a world that's lost, dying, and going to a devil's hell. God wants to use you and your family on your job and wherever it is that you go. You never know what God is going to do. That's why the Bible tells us that his ways are above our ways. They're higher. We can't even begin to fathom or understand what God is doing. Amen. But if we will just position ourselves and trust God and walk with God and stand behind the man of God and trust God, there's a promised land to be had tonight. There's promises that God wants to fulfill in this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Does anybody believe that tonight? This is a spiritual thing that we're a part of tonight. And it takes spiritual choices. Amen. And so these men, the Bible says that the children of God went on and they won battles and they got to where they needed to go. And when you study the Word of God, and that's why I said in your hearing just a few moments ago, I have to be absent where the Bible is absent. But the Bible is completely absent, Brother Scott, when it comes to these men. It's almost like they just kind of fade off the scene. As a matter of fact, if you really dig into the Word of God, you find that the Assyrian, I believe it's the Assyrian army, comes and basically makes a stronghold and eventually just takes them out. All because of the choice that they made. They were a part of the body of Christ, if you will. They were a part of the kingdom of God, if you will. They had the blessing of God, if you will. They were covenant people. But the choice that they made, amen, to live on the other side because it was pleasant to their eye and to their touch, they faded into the darkness. They actually became a place where the enemy came and just rampaged through there and took over. Let it not be said of us tonight. Amen, that we just fade into the darkness. Musicians, you can come tonight and help me. Let it not be said of us tonight that we sell out for the things of this world. Amen. But let it be said of us tonight that we sell out to Jesus Christ. That we sell out for holiness. That we sell out for our God tonight. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We've got to understand tonight that not everything that glitters is gold. Hallelujah, you cannot buy the things of God. Amen, the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. Praise God. Hallelujah, if you feel that way, stand to your feet tonight with me. I'm closing, I'm done. I just want to encourage you tonight. If we can come to the front tonight, just for a few moments. I just want to be on the right side of the Jordan tonight. I just want to be on the right side of God. I want to make the right choices tonight. Does anybody want to make the right choices? Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands to the Lord tonight in this place. Oh God. Oh Jesus, I love you. Hallelujah. Let's worship him tonight in spirit and in truth. Come on, let's obtain the victory and the promise that God has spoken to us. Let's be part of the revival that God has spoken over this church. Let's reach our families. Let's reach our world. Let's reclaim our promises tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Great word of the Lord that we had. Thank you, Brother Ray. If you'll study the scriptures, you'll find out that the Reubenites, Bible lets us know they were unstable as water. The Gadites, they were strong warrior men. Somehow these strong warrior men got a hold of the Reubenites and it changed them from being mighty warriors to now just getting by. There was a message that Brother Osborne preached many years ago here called the Altar of Ed. And these men, these tribes, these two tribes, the Reubenites and the Gadites, they built the Altar of Ed on the other side of Jordan. And they never sacrificed anything on that altar. It was all for show. And we've got to be careful that we are not driven by just doing things, but we've got to be driven by Him. That's why the Lord says, howbeit these things come but by prayer and fasting. We've got to give ourselves to this. One more time before we leave, could we just raise our hands and raise our voices? Could we just say, God, I'll be the one to stand in the gap. I'll be the one to pray when nobody else wants to pray. God, you can count on me. I don't want to go through the motions, don't want to go through the rituals of this, but God, I want a divine move of you in my life, in my home, in my family. Come on, lift up your voice for just a few minutes. Shower down upon us, God, in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord. Love you today, God, love you today, love you today. I believe it, I believe it. Take this home. Take it to your job. Take it to the grocery store. Take it everywhere we go. Take it to the highways and byways and compel them. We've got a job to do. Amen. Thank you again, Brother Bonilla. Great word of the Lord. Amen. I'm challenged by that. I want to be better in Jesus' name. Find two or three people. Love on somebody. God bless you. Make sure you're a part of boot camp. See Sister Rincon on my right-hand side, your left-hand side, and get involved, whether it's food, whether it's donations, whether it's security, whatever it is. She's got a list. Amen. Let's do it right in Jesus' name.